Well, that is a dramatic achievement, an important milestone that we hit in December. If we compare to the 160,000 people we have provided assistance with in October, we have put in place exceptional measures and we are able to scale up our assistance and reach 1 million people in December. And that is really thanks to collective efforts of all humanitarian partners, including the government of Nigeria.
And now you mentioned that all of you together took what you called exceptional measures. Could you tell us about those particular steps that you took?
Yes, one of the exceptional measures is the rapid response mechanism, because as you know, one of the biggest challenges we face in Northeast Nigeria is access and security issues. We fly people by helicopter to hard-to-reach areas, and the cargo is transported overland under military escort, and people stay on the ground, distribute to displaced and affected population, and then come back. So this is one of the exceptional measures. We also managed to conclude a strategic partnership with international NGOs operating on the ground, and the donors have been great in supporting our efforts and contributing to the operation. So all these together, you know, we managed to scale up dramatically the assistance and reach 1 million people in Northeast Nigeria.
And Mr. Wan, I wonder if you can tell us what sort of aid you delivered to them.
Well, you know, when you have market functioning, we prefer to provide the population with cash-based transfer. You know, we give them cash. And, you know, in a place like Northeast Nigeria, where security is a serious issue, markets are not functioning everywhere. And when there is no market functioning, we give them food assistance, commodities that are procured locally in Nigeria, transported and distributed to the population. And the procurement of the food in Nigeria is also boosting the economy of the country.
And now you said you were able to reach 1 million people. How many people are affected by the situation there? Because we know there it's more than that.
Well, you know, it's much more than that. And that's what I say. You know, we have reached 1 million people, but there's much more that needs to be done. The various assessments suggest that 4.6 million people are food insecure in Northeast Nigeria, of which 1.8 million people are in need of emergency assistance. And if you take this into consideration, and WFP is looking at its plan, and we do hope that in 2017, we'll be able to reach 2.5 million people in Northeast Nigeria. But for this, we need the support of the donors, because for the next 6 months, we have estimated our need at $208 million, of which we are yet to mobilize 143 million.
Mr. Wan, thank you so much for speaking to us, and we'd like to wish you a Happy New Year and all the best to you and your team there. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about WFP's work with the people of the northeast of Nigeria?
Well, what I would like to say is that WFP is new in Nigeria. We have started our operation in March, and we have gradually scaled up the assistance thanks to the collective efforts, as I have said, and we would like to continue this effort and make sure that no one goes hungry in Northeast Nigeria. So, Happy New Year.